and gentlemen, it's Friday, October 18th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. We've got a lot of big election news for you today. We have some highlights of President Trump last night at the Al Smith charity dinner where he was just killing it. Just killing it. And we've reached this point now in pop culture or entertainment culture, just like with Saturday Night Live now, roasting Kamala Harris, roasting Joe Biden, roasting Tim Walz. A few of the speakers got up there last night, like Jim Gaffigan, comedian Jim Gaffigan, and roasted the Democrats yet again. But see, good humor has to have an element of truth or an element of irony. There has to be something that makes it catch. So when the Democrats have their attempt at humor against Donald Trump, none of it lands because it's just it's all made up. It's all garbage. But when comedian Jim Gaffigan gets up there and makes fun of the Democrats for running a coup against Joe Biden, that's the truth. And so it works. And you had that dirty rat, Chuck Schumer, sitting right next to the podium. You had Michael Bloomberg blushing and looking embarrassed the whole time, sitting right beneath the podium. It was, and truly Trump was in prime fashion, as you say. But that doesn't stop the Democrats from lying, saying, oh, he's exhausted. He can't do interviews. He's doing multiple campaign events a day. I mean, you should see the schedule that he just released. Multiple campaign events per day. He's doing interviews, podcast after podcast. And then they just say, they're hiding him. He's exhausted. He can't cut it. This is the latest attack. And then Kamala Harris comes out and says that at a rally, a campaign event that nobody attends. Again, they're not talking about Harris crowd size anymore. Are they? Are they? So, we've got all that for you. But this election news is key, and it's not good. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. It is not good. And for somebody that's, at this point, predicting a Trump victory, some of this news has me rethinking and makes me think Georgia might now be up for grabs. Yeah. Based off of something Marjorie Taylor Greene reported today on the Alex Jones Show, and then based off of what a judge has done in Fulton County, that's Atlanta, they're going for the steal in Georgia. And they wouldn't be doing this unless they could win it. And they wouldn't be doing it unless they're going to do it all the way. They're not going to cheat and lose. They're going to cheat and win. And so this has me majorly concerned with an election that I think is going to be, I think the winner could get 270. I mean, that's how close I have this thing. So that has me concerned. Now, some of the other news that we'll bring up is relevant, and yet it doesn't necessarily change the outcome as far as I'm concerned, because I already had Trump losing these states because of the steal anyway. And yet the news that we're seeing is very relevant. So we're going to have that. You know, people are wondering, what is Joe Biden up to? Where's Joe Biden? Well, he actually traveled to Germany. So I'll tell you what Joe Biden is doing in Germany today. You got that going on. And then what else are they doing in Pennsylvania besides just the attempt to do the mail-in ballot without voter signature verification or address verification? What else are they doing to try to steal Pennsylvania? Will it work? Some other news that goes into that whole picture as well.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, The vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
And 53 minutes until election day. We're in it. We are in it. On this Friday InfoWars War Room transmission, your election headquarters with big election news for you today. Now, some of this news is important, and yet I don't think it will change the outcome of the election, and yet it's important because we should be looking at this stuff and saying there's something wrong here, and really mail-in voting shouldn't even be allowed, shouldn't even be legal. You can have absentee voting and some other situations where you can't get to the polls or what have you, but mail-in voting, mass mail-in voting has to stop. Just mass sending out ballots has to stop. Just wide open for corruption, wide open for fraud. It's ludicrous. And yet here we are. Sierra Madre man in California finds stack of mail-in ballots in storm drain weeks ahead of election. The man says he found a stack of election ballots stuffed inside a storm drain, and now he's speaking out about the discovery. Jay Sinise was doing some landscape work at his home when he saw something strange in the storm drain next to his house, nearly a dozen mail-in ballots. When he got on his hands and knees and started scooping them out, he noticed the addresses were from his Arcadia neighbors a block away. Quote, "We're trained here to keep stuff out of the storm drain. I pull a bunch of junk mail and Ralph's ads, and these ballots were mixed in with the junk mail. Of course, they catch my attention because we're seeing on TV about all of the care being taken to prevent fraud and misuse of ballots. It seemed like a strange place for ballots to be. Tried to return them to the post office, but it was already closed." And it looks like we got a news report up on this, guys. I don't know if we can get this audio, and we'll hear directly from the guy. So, a dozen mail-in ballots sent to a single address, and then they just discard them? And you're not supposed to be concerned about the mail-in ballot situation, even though in 2020, after investigations were done, they found out mail-in ballots were shipped to gas stations, casinos, empty parking lots. No, this mail-in ballot situation is just ripe for fraud. And so here's the man who discovered them talking to the local media.
Find in Sierra Madre just weeks before the November 5th election, a stack of ballots in a storm drain.
As Eyewitness News reporter Sid Garcia tells us, it's a reminder to contact your registrar of voters if your ballot doesn't show up in the mail.
Jason Ace was doing some landscape work at his Sierra Madre home Saturday when he saw something strange in the storm drain next to his house. Nearly a dozen mail-in ballots, he says he got on his hands and knees and started scooping them out and noticed the addresses were from his Arcadia neighbors a block away.
And, of course, we're trained here to keep stuff out of the storm drain, so I got down on my hands and knees and dug around a little bit and started pulling it out. And I pull out a bunch of junk mail and Ralph's ads and Aldi, and these ballots were mixed in with the junk mail. And, of course, they catch my attention because we're seeing on TV about all of the care being taken to prevent fraud and misuse of ballots. It seemed a strange place for ballots to be.
He says he tried to return them to the nearby post office, but they were already closed. Yesterday being a holiday, he wasn't able to return them either. His guess is someone went around the neighborhood opening up the mailboxes and emptying them. What the thieves didn't want, they dumped in the storm drain. He shared with us that he doesn't receive a lot of mail. He explains for him, it's safer.
I'm one of these people who's gotten almost everything now coming in paperless. I don't get a lot of personal mail. The only thing I get these days that might be like...
So the whole thing is a mystery. Oh, we don't know where the ballots came from, how they got there. Somebody was stealing mail and dumped them in a storm drain. Okay. I don't really buy that. That doesn't make sense to me. But whatever. That's the best logical conclusion they can reach, I suppose. No, my guess is they sent out a bunch of ballots to what they believed was a Democrat house and hoped they'd send them all back for Democrat votes. And the house said, what are these? We don't want these, and just trashed them. But who knows? Point is, this mail-in ballot situation is a disaster, is voter fraud waiting to happen. It was part of the big steal of 2020. They'll do it again in 2024. And it's not just California where this is going on. And you've had all kinds of similar stories where people getting mail-in ballots for people that don't even live at the residence anymore. You've had UPS, you've had United States Postal Service workers blowing the whistle saying, yeah, we get all these mail-in ballots. I'm told to take them across state lines. I don't know what's going on. And it's just so frustrating. You can't even have an honest conversation about the party protecting democracy, or you can't have an honest conversation with the party protecting democracy. There is no voter fraud. No election has any voter fraud, unless, of course, Trump wins, and then it was stolen by the Russians, or it was foreign interference or some other thing. Or if George Bush wins, then it was hanging chads or people in Florida not able to figure out how to vote. You know, when the Democrats lose, it's never legitimate. But when you sit here and bring up real issues like mail-in ballot fraud, oh, no. Oh, no. Here's another one. This just broke this morning. Vanderbilt election officials unsure why 300 absentee ballots were marooned in Louisville. They're just gone. Mail-in ballot fraud. The mail-in ballot situation is a disaster, ripe for fraud, and that's why the Democrats love it so much. Now, is it going to change the results in Kentucky? Probably not. Is it going to change the results in California? Probably not. But it doesn't change the reality of the situation. We have to stop this. Mail-in ballots should never be counted. We shouldn't even do it. We shouldn't send them out. No. And so a lot of people realize this, that it's ripe for corruption. They don't want it happening in their states. They don't want it happening in their local elections. Like the mayor of in Wausau, Wisconsin, who's now been raided. Wisconsin's leftist attorney general orders raid on Wausau mayor's home, sees his wife's cell phone after mayor removes ballot drop box. Those Democrats need their mail-in ballots, don't they? Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General Josh Call and his Department of Justice have taken aggressive action against Wausau Mayor Doug Denny. The DOJ raided the conservative mayor's home and office on Wednesday, reportedly in connection to his controversial removal of an unsecured absentee ballot drop box outside City Hall. The Democrats loved their drop boxes. Sources close to the investigation have told the Federalist that law enforcement seized multiple electronic devices, including the cell phone of Denny's wife. Denny made headlines when he personally removed the drop box himself. There it is on the screen. He did it himself with a dolly. Good for him. Sounds like the people of Wausau have a good mayor. And so leave it to the leftist attorney general to stop him from protecting his residents. So he personally removed the drop box outside City Hall, arguing that the city should never decide, arguing that the city council should decide whether it was needed rather than simply adhering to a state mandate championed by liberal strongholds. So he's saying, hey, this is a local issue. We don't want it here. You just placed it here because the Democrats at the state level told you to. He gets rid of it. And then they raid his house, his offices, and take electronic devices. That's what they did. Don't get in the way of a Democrat election fraud. And don't speak out about it either, or they send you to prison. So you try to stop mail-in ballot drop box fraud. They send the DOJ after you. They take your electronic devices. They raid your home and office. You call out election theft, and then they send you to prison. But hey, that's the party of democracy. They have nothing to hide. Don't you know? Nothing to hide. So the Democrats, they're going to take Wisconsin, folks. I'm sorry to tell you. Yeah, Trump would win if it was a fair election. Trump would win if it was a legal election. It won't be. Can't you see? The Democrats at the Supreme Court in Wisconsin made sure they can steal it, made sure they had the voter mail-in ballots, made sure they didn't have voter signature verification. And to the local mayors that are trying to do something about it, they go raid their homes and shut them down. You can't remove that mail-in drop box. The Democrats need that to win. So they come after you. They're stealing Wisconsin. Now I'm concerned they're going to steal Georgia. This is my big concern. And if they do steal Georgia, I don't think Trump has a path to victory. This is my big concern now. Trump needs Georgia. Because where I see it, they're still going to take Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And I understand why people are all happy and looking at the polls, and Trump is leading in these states now. He's leading in Wisconsin. He's leading in Michigan. He's leading in Pennsylvania. He's polling better there than he did in 2016, 2020. Forget about it. Forget about it. The Republicans are losing the legal effort to stop these states from being stolen. So they're going to steal them. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I just got to call it as I see it. And they wouldn't be going through all these actions, making sure these vote, mail-in vote ballot drop boxes stay there, deleting all the footage, all the surveillance footage of the people dropping their ballots off, getting rid of voter signature verification, having 10-to-1 Democrat poll watchers. They wouldn't be fighting these fights in court. They wouldn't be having it out at the court level if they weren't planning to steal it. Isn't it obvious? And then you have Georgia. So Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on with the Alex Jones Show today and breaks huge news, and she's following up on this, and I'm sure she'll have some follow-up reports. Maybe she'll put some videos up on her ex account. And I don't know if we have the clip from the show or not, but this is scary for obvious reasons. And some follow-up is going to be needed, obviously. I think that the Republicans felt that they had Georgia in the bag because they did have some victories at the legal level. They caught some of the voter fraud. They ID'd some of the voter fraud. They found them triple counting ballots in Atlanta. So they were like, okay, we can check this off the list. Looks like we can have a victory here. Well, then you had the judge yesterday with the new ruling, and you've got early voting going on right now, the most early votes of all time, by 100,000, actually by more than 100,000. On day one, more early votes in Georgia by 100,000, the previous number, on day one of early voting. Now, Republicans are saying this is good news for them. I don't know why they would. The last time they set the record for early voting in Georgia was 2020. So what are we going to see now? Donald Trump gets 80 million votes. Kamala Harris gets 90 million votes. I mean, these numbers are getting ridiculous. This is like Barry Bonds hitting 75 home runs with a size 13 head. We know what's going on here. He's using steroids. We know what's going on here. This is not a legitimate result. This is not a legitimate number. So here's Marjorie Taylor Greene with, to me, this is devastating news. And if they follow this up and find out it's true and find out it's happening statewide, and there were already some follow-ups today just via X when Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the show, people on X saying, I voted in Georgia, I had this issue and they fixed it, or I voted in Georgia, didn't have this issue, I voted in Georgia and I heard the same thing but I didn't have this issue. So there's already some commentary going around after she broke this news. This is devastating. The Trump campaign needs to be on the ground in Georgia. They need to be getting action at the state level, at the local level. This is going to change. This could change the result of the entire election. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today on the Alex Jones Show.
So just earlier this morning, I received from a very good friend of mine that lives here in my district. And so Whitfield County, someone posted up that when they went to vote in Whitfield County here in Georgia's 14th district. Now, remember, we're a swing state and we need everyone to vote in my district. And so they went to vote and we have the Dominion machines. And you mark, you go through and you mark president, you mark, you know, for Congress, that would be me. They mark Donald Trump, and they marked who they were voting for the rest of the way down their ballot on the machine. Then when they're finished, the machine prints their ballot, a paper copy, a printed copy, and each voter has to review that printed copy to make sure that it has selected the candidates that they want to vote for. And so when this voter printed their ballot and they looked, it had changed. It was not Donald Trump. It was not me. And it was not the other ones they had voted for. It had switched. And so they went up to one of the election workers and they said, here's the problem. The machine switched it and my printed ballot, I did not vote for these people. So they had to start over and they went through it several times and it kept on making the same error. Kept on switching the votes. And so this is something we're just starting to look into today because I just found out about it this morning before I came on your show today. But we will be following up and I'll be talking to election workers and officials here in the district and making sure that this happens, that these ballots are correct. Because that's extremely concerning. It sounds similar to what we heard in 2020. But there's other things that I'm concerned about, Alex. Here in Georgia, we fixed our voting laws, but states that did not fix their voting laws is Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, extremely important swing states. They never fixed their election laws after 2020. And then you add on to that the amount of concerns that we have about people being sent emails overseas, telling them how to obtain an absentee ballot and telling them how to send it in by email, literally sending it in electronically, how to vote in our elections from overseas. The list goes on and on and on. And then you add on the number of illegal aliens that we are concerned voting in our elections. There's a good reason why people are skeptical. There's a good reason why people don't trust our elections, rightfully so.
So, more follow-up from Marjorie Taylor Greene, it looks like, there on her Instagram account. You got to make sure you double-check that receipt that they give you after you vote and make sure that they got the right answers there. Make sure you're getting the right results before you turn that thing in. Now, Georgia is a red state. I'd say 60-65% of Georgia is a red state. And they really talk and think like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, it's not just red Republican, it's like red-blooded American. And so they have taken a lot of action, and they have done a lot of good things to ensure their vote. And now right here, as soon as early voting starts, you get this story, and then you get this judge the day before early voting starts. Or was it the day of? Basically, right at the buzzer, the judge comes in, Fulton County judge, strikes down 7 new election rules, including hand counting of ballots after polls close and mandatory video surveillance of drop boxes, claiming it is illegal, unconstitutional, and void. Oh, we don't want you watching the drop boxes. Okay. We don't want to hand count the ballots. We want to rely on the machine numbers. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure there was a math teacher that I ever had that didn't make you either show your work or double check your work. But, oh, the voting in Georgia? Nah. All these mail-in ballot drop boxes. Nope, not going to surveil them. It's a free-for-all. Hand-counting ballots to make sure we got the right result? Nope, not interested. Not going to do that. I wonder if Kamala Harris will weigh in on this, because she had something to say about paper ballots and hand counting them in 2019. She said this on The View in clip 9.
You've been saying that it's time for us to go back to paper ballots. Why?
Because Russia can't hack a piece of paper.
That's there
right.
You go.
There you go.
And they all agree. And then the Capitol. And I mean, again, I don't know what's so funny. But, okay, I guess that's a joke, it's, you know. Will she comment on this? Does she have a problem now that Georgia doesn't want to hand count? Here she is again. In March of 2019, paper ballots are the smartest, safest way to ensure your vote is secure against attacks by foreign actors. So this is when they were selling you the Russian collusion lie. But now in Georgia, they won't hand count the paper ballots. They won't even surveil the mail-in drop boxes, and Kamala Harris, who's now the presidential candidate, is silent. The vice president and the Democrat nominee is silent on an issue that she was spearheading in 2019 and 2018 when she went to Congress as a senator with a voting machine and showed how they could be hacked. And now she's silent on the issue. Folks, I call it as I see it. That's my job. Georgia is now up for grabs. You heard it here first.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement to perform against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I hope there is a sense of urgency here, but I'm just not getting it. You got Marjorie Taylor Greene. What about the rest of the Georgia Republicans? What about the Trump campaign? And I understand the RNC is just knees deep in litigation right now leading up to the election. But it's like this is happening now. You've already got, you're going to have millions of people early voting in Georgia. So, I mean, you got to get on the ground now and find out what the hell's going on. And then how are you going to say... And it doesn't even matter. They'll appeal this decision. They might even reverse the decision with this judge. It doesn't matter. The votes are being tabulated now. See how it's all done by design? This is all done by design. All of this timing has worked out for the Democrats. So maybe this decision by the judge sticks. Can't hand count ballots. Can't surveil the drop boxes. I mean, that's ridiculous. What if somebody comes and steals a drop box? See, so in Wisconsin, the mayor says this drop box is illegitimate. It's ripe for voter fraud. I'm taking it down. Oh, he's being investigated. Well, what if somebody in Georgia goes and takes a drop box? Well, we don't have video surveillance now. Oh, how convenient. So is it a problem or is it not? So right on early voting day, the judge says, no hand counting of ballots, No video surveillance of drop boxes right on election day. So even if the decision is appealed and they reverse it, doesn't matter. It's already played out. They're already having the issues in Georgia, it's being reported. They're already stuffing mail-in ballots to the drop boxes with no video surveillance. It's election day. We're in the election. It's happening right now. Where is the sense of urgency? Unbelievable. It's the same deal with this judge in D.C., Chutkin, releasing the new evidence. There's nothing. They have nothing on Trump, this new evidence that they released. There's nothing. If they had something, they'd have Trump on this by now. They have nothing. They just released this, and then they generate the headlines. They generate the press. They try to bring back their big issue of January 6th. Oh, yeah, right as the election is starting, right as early voting is starting. Ridiculous. So it's kind of a misnomer. I come on the air. I mean, we're 18 days to the election, 17 days and some odd hours. Really, we are in the election right now. The election is actually going on right now. Multiple states early voting, multiple swing states early voting. And we already have issues being reported, and we already have judges changing laws. So really, we're in the election right now. But it's almost like everybody's kind of got this, like we're numb. And believe me, I get it. This has been the longest election cycle ever. It's been a knockdown, drag out. Everybody's ready to get it over. And it's just like, ugh. But here we are in the election. Massive problems now in Georgia. A Trump state that he needs to win, that the Democrats took in 2020. And we're just watching it all happen, and we're just watching it play out again. So, no, I'm not sitting here doomer-pilling, black-pilling. This is what's going on, okay? If I'm sitting in the broadcast booth of the Yankees, Indians, now the Guardians, ALCS game, and I'm a Yankees fan, and the Cleveland Indians hit a home run, well, what am I going to say? Oh, no, it's not a home run. It didn't go over the wall. No, that was a home run. They won the game. They hit a home run. So that's what's going on in Georgia. The Democrats are hitting home runs. They're in the game. They know it's election day. Thank God for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, good Lord. It's like, do people even, I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Do they just not care? Do they not realize what's going to happen? Some of us do. Some of us have been through the ringer. Some of us have been to prison. Some of us have been through the lawfare. Some of us have been censored. Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, your cost of living is going to double with another 4 years of this. You know, that'll be the least of your problems. You'll be visiting family members in prison. You'll be trying to start a company. You won't be able to make any money. You'll try to find your favorite conservative talk show host. They'll be gone. But hey, I get it. I mean, the RNC is fighting all these other legal battles. And, you know, Trump's campaigning. And, you know, I guess the governor of Georgia is just, he doesn't care. Whatever. As long as he gets to stay in power, I guess he doesn't give a damn. So then you got this news out of Detroit where, again, so it's the same thing. So you notice in the states that Trump won in 2016, where the Democrats have their hands on the legal levers of power here, they're doing all the exact same things. No voter signature verification, mail-in voting out the wazoo. No surveillance of the drop boxes. RNC files lawsuit against Detroit for deleting ballot box surveillance footage. Oh, they're just erasing the evidence. Yes. They're not cheating, though. No, they have nothing to hide. They're just hiding the evidence. We would never use mail-in ballots and stuff them into the drop boxes to rig and steal and cheat in an election. Of course not. Oh, okay, can we see the surveillance footage? Absolutely not. Delete it, delete it. Delete the footage. Delete the evidence. Delete it. Hide it quickly. Oh, and then a judge will come out and say, you know what? It's illegal to even have surveillance of the ballot drop boxes. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. It's illegal to have surveillance of your front door. It's illegal to have surveillance in your front yard, your garage, and your backyard. It's illegal for a company to have surveillance. You can't have surveillance. It's unconstitutional. So, of course, at a mail-in drop box where our elections are at stake, you can't have video surveillance of that. That's illegal. That's unconstitutional. And he declares it right as the election starts. I mean, give me a break. So, yeah, the Republicans are appealing it. They'll probably win. They'll already be stuffing the ballots with a million votes. I mean, this is bad. This is how corrupt our country is. This is how corrupt the Democrat Party is. It's just like it's right in front of your eyes. So, wow. Wow. And then Chutkin, the corrupt judge in D.C., oh, we're just going to release these files right as the election starts, too, to make Trump look bad. There's nothing there. They have nothing. It's all political gamesmanship. Judge Chutkin unseals 2,000 pages of evidence from Jack Smith's D.C. case against Trump less than 3 weeks before election. Election meddling, election interference. And then it's all them. Trump calls judge overseeing his January 6th case the most evil person. He's also called Jack Smith a sick puppy. Both of those quotes were from his interview with Dan Bongino yesterday. But Trump doesn't do interviews. Trump doesn't do interviews, they say. They say Trump is exhausted and he doesn't do interviews. No, he does at least one interview a day and at least one campaign event today. In fact, he's in Detroit right now. We should have eyes on that. Maybe we can go with a mini box. Trump skips another interview. Clearly, he's exhausted. What? Skipping interviews? Exhausted? This guy's running around 24/7. I don't know how he does it. And then Kamala Harris, on her campaign where nobody shows up anymore, is just making things up out of nowhere, just making things up out of thin air, and then saying the same thing. Oh, Trump's skipping interviews. He's exhausted. He can't handle it anymore. Clip 10.
And now he is ducking debates and canceling interviews. Come on. Check this out. His own campaign team recently said it is because of exhaustion. Well, if you are exhausted on the campaign trail, it raises real questions about whether you are fit for the toughest job in the world.
Got a little bit of a new accent there, too.
Come on.
Yeah. You can't even keep up with Donald Trump. You're the one that's being hid from the media. You're the one that got installed with like 90 days till the election and then didn't even do a press conference. I don't even think she's done a single press conference. Haven't even done an interview until 20 days till the election. And now they're so bad that you're bombing them. You used to have some decent sized rallies when you first announced. Now nobody goes to your rallies. You get maybe 500, 1,000 people at your rally. So they can't talk about your crowd size. She just makes this stuff up. By the way, Trump, again, He just released his schedule for like the next 10 days. Multiple rallies, multiple interviews, nearly every single day. But he's exhausted. He can't keep up. Some of these events were supposed to be small events. And then he just says, nope, I want to have a big campaign rally. We're doing it big. Oh, he's exhausted. He can't keep up. What a joke. Which, of course, we've been saying about Biden, and then they pull him from the race, but they said he was so sharp. He was sharp as a tack. Energy levels off the charts. It's just, these people are just such liars. And it's all for politics. It's all for power. It's all they care about. And it's like a game. And it's almost offensive when you're sitting up there watching the Al Smith dinner, and we got the clips, we'll play them in the next hour. It's actually offensive. You're watching this, and you got all these Democrats in the room and all these members of the corrupt media, and they are all hobnobbing with Trump and, you know, shaking his hand and smiles and everything because they know it's all bullcrap. Everything they say about him, all the attacks, they know it's all bullcrap. It's all political. Trump is not this demon they make him out to be. He's not a racist. He's not a Nazi. He's not a threat to democracy. He's not a threat to the republic. He's not a dictator. He's none of these things. And they all know it. And then they see him in person and they want to shake his hand. And they want to have a picture with him. And they're smiling and clinking glasses. Oh, but then they go on TV. He's a racist. He's a Nazi. He's a threat to the republic. He hates the country. Oh, he's exhausted. Really, who didn't show up to the Al Smith dinner? Kamala Harris? First time the Democrat candidate has not showed up to the Al Smith dinner since 1984. And that's when Reagan defeated Mondale in a landslide. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that was the last time. Maybe it's Harris that's too tired. Maybe it's Harris that's exhausted. Maybe it's Harris that's pulling her hair out and bashing her head into the wall after a disastrous interview with Bret Baier. And I'm not even going to play that weird deal that they did with her and Molly Shannon and videoed it into the dinner. It was just, you want to talk about weird. It wasn't funny. It was just stupid. It's just like everything else they do. It's totally forced, totally inorganic. It's like alien. I mean, it's like these are aliens. But don't you see, it's all a game. They know everything they say about Trump is a lie. They know all it's all just politics. It's all just power. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Speaking of dodging debates, though, the New Mexico congressional seat number 2, the Democrat decided he's going to no-show for the debate. Isn't that nice? Clip 13.
Tonight we hoped to bring you a debate for the 2nd Congressional District seat. You know, 2 years ago, we hosted the only televised debate for what's often been known as the Southern New Mexico seat. Well, this year, after months of back and forth, the campaigns of Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez and Republican former Representative Yvette Harrell just couldn't agree on a date. We decided we'll set a date. That's tonight. Representative Vasquez's campaign declined our offer.
Not interested, the Democrat gave Gabe Vasquez. Not interested. I was getting to this point earlier. I got off track. Trump is coming to Austin, apparently, and he's going to be doing, well, certainly he's on record. He's going to be doing a podcast with the Undertaker of WWF, WWE fame on his 6 Feet Under podcast. That's going to be great. And then the word is he's going to go on Rogan as well. The word was Harris was going to go on Rogan. I don't think that's going to happen. If she can't do 30 minutes with Bret Baier, you think she can do 3 hours with Joe Rogan? So the rumor is Trump will do Rogan, and he might be doing it in this same tour through Austin where he's going on with The Undertaker. So you got that going on. And you've got Elon Musk who's campaigning for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, and he'll be doing a series of these events. And CNN is having a total meltdown because he's getting huge audience numbers, not just live, but also on social media. And he's telling it like it is. He's telling the truth like this in clip 11.
All right, new this morning, people poring over the words from Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, who seemed to promote election lies and other falsehoods while stumping for Donald Trump at a solo town hall in Pennsylvania. CNN's Marshall Cohen here to explain. Good morning, Marshall.
John, good morning to you. Elon Musk, on his social media platform almost every single day, promotes election disinformation, but he took his show on the road last night for this first solo town hall on behalf of Trump, promoting Trump's campaign, where he brought up some of these 2020 conspiracy theories. I'll play for you a clip of what he said, but do not believe everything you hear. We will fact check it after the clip. Take a listen.
When you have mail-in ballots and no sort of proof of citizenship, it becomes almost impossible to prove cheating is the issue. There are some very strange things that happen that are statistically incredibly unlikely. There's always a sort of question of, like, say, the Dominion voting machines. It is weird that I think they're used in Philadelphia and in Maricopa County, but not in a lot of other places. Doesn't that seem like a heck of a coincidence?
All right, so there's three things here that I want to break down for you. Number one, he said with mail-in ballots, it's almost impossible to find fraud. That's completely false. All the experts I speak to say
that the
systems are in place. There are plenty of safeguards. It's actually pretty easy to find fraud, and fraud is extremely rare.
Of course,
ballots are paper trails. There's barcodes. Everything there is verified. Number two, he said Dominion machines were in Maricopa and Philadelphia. So that's Phoenix and Philadelphia. Well, they were in Maricopa, but Dominion was not in Philadelphia, period. So he just got that one wrong. And number three, regardless of where there were Dominion machines, the results were accurate. Democratic and Republican officials from Phoenix.
Yes, as long as a Democrat wins, then they're always accurate. All right. Get the Q-tip off the stage there. You have to understand the psychology of these people to understand how and why they operate like they do. It's an unspoken understanding. It's an unspoken pact. It's an unspoken agreement. They don't have to call each other up and say, hey, we need to say this. We need to do this. We need to attract Trump on this. We need to protect the mail-in vote. We need to keep the voting machines. They don't have to call each other up and communicate these issues. They all inherently know it. And in their own minds, they justify lying, cheating, and stealing. That's why they call you racists. That's why they call you bigots. That's why they call you Nazis. That's why they call you traitors, a threat to the republic, a threat to democracy, whatever it is. Because then that's their justification in their own minds. So they, in their own minds, depict you, whether they believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It's all these mental gymnastics. It's all this psychological game that they play with themselves. So they convince themselves that you're the worst person ever, and then they know what has to be done to defeat you, and they justify it saying, yes, we will have to lie, cheat, and steal to defeat these people, but it's a good thing because they're Nazis. So yeah, I mean, voting machines are a problem, but let's not talk about that right now. We need to defeat these people. Yeah, mail-in ballots are ripe with fraud, and we get rid of voter ID, and we get rid of voter signature verification, but let's just say that it's totally good to go. It's totally legit, and we have all kinds of mechanisms to make sure there's no fraud. Let's just say that, yeah. Because we got to defeat these Nazis. We got to defeat these bigots. We got to defeat these racists. We got to defeat these misogynists, these sexists. We got to defeat them. So it's this unspoken agreement, and they're all channeled into this energy. They're all channeled into this psychology. So, yeah, they have no shame. They're all in on it. So they'll try to intimidate you, specifically in Pennsylvania. Trump supporters in Pennsylvania targeted with threatening letters from the radical left. Your visible support of Trump comes with a price. You put a Trump yard sign in your front yard, and then these leftists send you threatening letters. Because they're so loving, don't you know? They'd beat you to death with their politics. Now, we played that clip of Kamala yesterday, the complete just mumbo jumbo about you can't even get a photocopy of an ID. I don't even know. I mean, it was just complete nonsense. You already have Antonio Brown, who was a famous Pittsburgh Steeler. He's going to be campaigning and registering people to vote at the Steelers game this Sunday night. And then you have Le'Veon Bell, who was also a famous Pittsburgh Steeler running back. He posted that Kamala Harris video on his ex account and is laughing at her. I mean, this woman is a joke. This woman is a laughingstock. You have Pittsburgh Steelers players coming out against Kamala Harris. Maybe the Philadelphia players are a little too nervous too, but I don't really think they're big Kamala supporters either. A lot of Christians on that team. A lot of former players that are Christians. But that's, you know, they don't know. They might not want to deal with that. And so there's this back and forth now with ratings. Who's getting better ratings? Well, the Kamala Harris headquarters is bragging that 7 million people watched the Fox News interview. Really, that's because Fox News has the biggest audience in cable news. And the other reason for that is it's the same reason why, you know, if you post a video of a car crash or a train crash or a plane crash on the internet, it gets millions of views. People like watching crashes. And so, yeah, the Kamala Harris interview is basically a car crash. It was also on in prime time. And then they say the Trump interview only had 3 million viewers. Well, the Trump is doing so many interviews now, it's kind of like old hat. Plus, Trump was not on during prime time. He was during daytime when there's a lot less viewers, usually less than half the viewers. So none of that adds up. But I'm glad 7 million people saw Kamala Harris's train wreck. But then there's the social media numbers. The Harris live rally had 120,000 viewers. The Elon Musk, he's not even running. So Harris running for president, 120,000 views. Elon Musk campaigning for Trump, 6.6 million views. So really, no, Harris, you're not winning the ratings battle.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Piercing through the globalist agenda.
with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got big news here at thealexjonesstore.com. Are you a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club yet? In this critical time of uncertainty, we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information that I'm about to relay to you is imperative. This is all part of the Alex Jones VIP Club at thealexjonesstore.com. You have monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 free store credit. That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products out there. Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're taking 10 to 40% off everything in our store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in giveaways. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you get double entries into every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances like that by becoming an Alex Jones VIP. You have exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these VIP giveaways. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways as well. If you want to be ahead of the curve, VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You'll be in the know. You also get free shipping on orders over $99. That's right. Orders over $99, you'll get free shipping. With the longevity of the operation in question, now is the most opportune time to get involved. Join the VIP Club, Patriots. Don't wait. The clock is ticking at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. And don't forget about all those great reviews that we have going as well.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products and t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all. America will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
Thank you. Everybody who has supported us over the years and everybody sending us your reviews from the alexjonesstore.com. All right, when we come back, I am going to get into some of these highlights from the Al Smith dinner. Trump was absolutely on fire, roasting the Democrats, and he wasn't the only one. That's coming up next right here on the InfoWars War Room. Hour number two. Live now.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Usually both presidential candidates are there. Kamala Harris skipped. First time the Democrat candidate has skipped since 1984. And the results of that election were a Ronald Reagan resounding victory of historic and epic proportions. We'd love to see that result again. Not so sure about that. We would if we had a fair election. We would if there wasn't any cheating or scandal going on. But I think we all know better than that. So let's just get into all of these. In fact, guys, for the sake of time, why don't we just roll all of them? The only clip that's not in order here would be 6. So let's just pull that and let's go 1 through 7, back to back to back. Just Trump roasting, just roasting last night, guys. Go ahead.
If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden. You know, he's having second thoughts, you know that, right? He wants to come back. If she does any worse in the polls, they're going to bring him back again, I think. Chuck, he's going to do it. He's the one that got him out. That's the guy. Much more so than Crazy Nancy, I will tell you. Because I know him. He did it. Joe has almost disappeared from view. The only way tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time and they shoot at me. I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods, but then I met Tim Walz. Coming and very, very strong a certain way. I won't tell you what way that is, but Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know it? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people are voting for me. All polls are indicating I'm leading big with the Catholic vote, as I should be, as I should be. But I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer.
You remember that weird video?
That's not a pretty sight. But Catholics, please don't be too insulted by Kamala's absence. if the Democrats, he says, thank you very much, I appreciate that. If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden.
Now, we'll play Gaffigan in a second here, guys. So that's just a short highlight reel. There were some other zingers that he had about deportation and Kamala wanting to deport Brett Baer and open border stuff. But I think maybe the best part of it is Chuck Schumer sitting right there next to him. And, I mean, you know, that guy is just, I mean, he's about the same as a New York rat. You know, New York has these giant rats running around here. Schumer's one of them. And you just see his face when Trump is making these jokes. Oh, it's glorious. And then Michael Bloomberg, with some of these camera angles in front of Trump, just, he's like just beside himself. And I'm glad, though, because Trump was sitting on the other side of that priest. I'm glad they had a priest in between Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump to kind of provide a barrier between Chuck's demon rat energy and then Trump and Melania. So I'm glad they had that situation figured out there so that Trump wouldn't have to be next to that demon rat all day long. But, yeah, I mean, just Schumer's just dirty rat scowl shaking his head. Bloomberg looks like his head is about to explode off of his shoulders. Fantastic stuff. But Trump telling a cuck joke. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, that's just something else right there. Wow. Okay. Now, here's Jim Gaffigan. So it's all, it's the same business where all these leftists, all these Democrats have the unspoken bond, the unspoken agreement. They're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. They know everything they do is either ethically wrong, morally wrong, cheating, whatever, lying. They know it all. But they do it anyway. Everybody knows they ran a coup on Joe Biden. Everybody knows Kamala Harris didn't get a single vote. And they just pretend like, you know, oh, she's legitimate. She's the greatest ever. Doesn't matter. She had the lowest polling numbers as vice president. Doesn't matter. They were running stories in left-wing news outlets where the insiders in the Capitol leak to these reporters so they can get exclusives that the Biden administration was actually considering getting rid of Kamala Harris because she was so bad. She was hemorrhaging staff. Like 80% of her staff has quit, her original staff, because she's so insufferable. They were going to get rid of her. They were trying to get rid of Kamala Harris. And now she's just, you know, the greatest thing ever. But they all know it's a lie. And Jim Gaffigan gets up there and says it in front of all these people because everybody knows it. The Democrats know it. Their friends in the media know it. And they just lie to the American people because that's how little they think of you. So here's Gaffigan making that joke in clip six.
Yeah, this has been an interesting presidential campaign. The Democrats have been telling us Trump's reelection is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true.
So it's all a big joke. Now, see, this is another important psychology, more so, I think, of the political class, but the media class the most. They really don't think much of the American people. And they think so little, in fact, of the American people that they will just lie, deceive, propagandize, because they really view that it's their job to do so. They have that authority over you, and they know better than you. So, yes, they will lie to the American people because they just think they're better than you, and you don't deserve to be informed, and you don't deserve to make your own decisions or do your own research. That's their job. They're going to tell you how to live your life and make political decisions. They just look down on you. And, of course, that's not how we feel here at InfoWars. That's certainly not how I feel about my audience. But that's how they feel. And so that's why they play this game. Everybody knows they ran the coup on Joe Biden. Everybody knows Kamala Harris was a disastrous VP. They're lying to their audience. They lie to the Democrat voters because they think so little of them. It's really sad, actually. It's a really sad state of affairs. Kind of like how they told you how fit Joe Biden was, how great he was, and he was going to run no matter what, and he was staying in the race, and then a couple days later, he was out with a tweet and a document that appeared to have a Ford's signature on it. And then it was immediately Kamala Harris was the greatest thing ever. And you are not supposed to even ask a question. So, with that, I want to take phone calls the rest of the way. Now, we do have some other news headlines we're going to cover. I got a couple other video clips as well. Some Kamala Harris video clips, some Bill Clinton. I mean, this is crazy what Bill Clinton is trying to do now. Why are they putting this guy back on the field? Just shows how desperate they are, because he's not helping them at all, and I don't even think he cares about it. You have Democrats in Wisconsin that are pro-Trump to try to get into office. Can you believe that? They're running pro-Trump ads as Democrats because they think that that's what they need to do to win. Isn't that ironic? So we'll address that and some of these other news. But I want to start getting people lined up on the phone right now. Anything we've covered, should I say this week? I mean, we can even just go open phone lines. Let's just put the number out. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. The number is on the screen right now. Give us a call. I'd say just open lines for today. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game. And we'll probably, I mean, maybe if I get people in Georgia that want to talk about what they're hearing in Georgia, we might move that to the front of the line, because I do believe that's an important story. I haven't heard anything like that out of North Carolina yet. So I think Trump is good in North Carolina as far as I can tell. But maybe if we have people in Georgia that want to report on that story from Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today and then the judge in Fulton County, we might move that to the front of the line. But other than that, we'll say open lines for today. And of course, we'll put in some other news and video clips as we take your calls the rest of the way. So before we do that, on the other side of this, we will take your calls. But first, this special message from Alex Jones.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionum, are game-changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals on the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It does amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS. And it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better, and now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement with bladder, rack, and burdock root. And it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new T-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com.
Okay. Now, with that, we will begin taking your phone calls. Again, we've got more clips of Kamala Harris, some other clips, some other news, but I wanted to get into the calls early today so we can take as many as possible, because if I go any longer with this news, we'll end up just doing a segment or two, and we won't be able to take as many calls. So I wanted to get out in front of that, and we'll start with Clay in Texas, first caller of the day on a Friday. Clay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Hey, I met you at the Reawaken Tour, I guess like 2 years ago in Frisco, Texas, man. I love you and hope you're doing well. Glad to see you're out of jail and still with InfoWars. Really just wanted to say that I think Trump should just get on stage or at a press conference and just mention 21 million illegal immigrants that have crossed over in the past 4 years. What is it? 325,000 kids that are missing. And also, what is it, 12,000 convicted felons that they know that are in the United States from illegal border crossing? I think that would really, if he just said those three things and walked off stage, I think that would just...
Well, he does say those things. You know, when he does an hour and a half long speech at a rally, things tend to get lost in translation. He's said similar things during all of these interviews that he's done as well. So it's not like he's not saying these things. I guess the strategy would be to say it so much and so often that it's impossible to ignore. Or maybe he could put out one of those short videos that he does on his Truth Social account and just say those quick things in just like a 60-second video. Because it's not that he's not saying these things. It's just, you know, it gets lost in translation when he does a 90-minute rally speech.
For sure, and we all love those. I think just to hit those that are kind of still undecided, during a press conference, whenever he starts taking questions from reporters, don't even take questions. Just say, I want to say three things, and then just say those three things and walk off the stage. And I think that would leave everybody stunned, and I think people that are on the fence would kind of look more into the matter and fact-check, so to speak. Also, I think last night was brilliant by Trump. Sounded like there was a few jokes that he really didn't even want to say. They were pretty bad for his standards.
Yeah, I didn't play the one where he told Kamala to keep Doug away from the nanny.
I think that was the one that he seemed like he was really uncomfortable saying. I mean, you know, we know that he didn't write those jokes, but I feel like still his deliverance was perfect. And it's funny just to see Jim Gaffigan on stage just throwing bombs at all these Democrats. I mean, everybody knows that they're full of it, that they're just straight up lying to us in our faces. And, you know, I think enough is enough. I think we're all tired of it. And I'm looking forward to the election. I do think, though, that this is what's going to happen. I think Alex Jones said this yesterday, the day before last, but not on point of what I'm saying. I think Biden, something's going to happen to Biden. Kamala's going to become president. Then something terrible is going to happen that's going to halt the election, or something similar to that, to where she's going to be the president and the elections are going to be halted. That's my theory, and that's all I had to say. I appreciate it, man.
Well, there's no doubt, and thank you for the call, Clay. There's no doubt they are going to have something big up their sleeve. And so I think the trajectory right now, you know, the predictable trajectory right now is, although, you know, I'm up in the air with Georgia now. I got to admit that. So let's say Trump doesn't win. People just aren't going to believe it. People just aren't going to believe it. So that's going to create some sort of political vacuum. Not like in 2020. It'll be much bigger, much broader. And you won't be considered a conspiracy theorist. It'll be kind of mainstream, I think, for any conservative that loves this country. And then let's say Trump wins. They're going to not certify. The Democrats will try to stop the certification. But I think they'll fail. I think they will fail in that process. But they will try. So that's kind of the predictable trajectory. But then you bring up stuff like that. You know, these are kind of the unknowns. Does the FBI stand down and let some big terror attack happen? Do they cancel the elections over another big event? Do they just install Kamala Harris and then postpone elections like Zelensky does? These are certainly factors. And you hope we don't have to go through that. It'll just be so obvious at that point. So you know, the real question is, are the Democrats really at a point right now politically where they're willing to just go full power grab? They might be there. Or do they realize they still have to kind of nuance it? They still have to kind of massage it? You know, they still point the finger and say Trump's the dictator and these guys are the fascists and all this other crap. So it's like, are they really just ready to go full on frontal, mask off? You know what? We're not hiding it. We're the authoritarians. We're the dictators. We're just conquering the country. Just get over it. Are they really ready for that? Because that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, that's what they're going to have to do at this point in order to maintain power, I believe. So they might be ready for that. They might not be. Let's take another call here. Let's go to Lincoln in Florida. Lincoln, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Don.
Howdy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just going to say this. First and foremost, I'm 20 now, but I've been watching you for a little bit now, probably when I was around 16, 17. I started watching those videos of you and the protests and stuff like that. So that was when I started watching you. So I've been watching you for some years now, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, all that hard work trying to put all this information out there. But I was just going to say this, for all the people, but what happened with the two hurricanes, it's very real and the damage is very real. You know, I'm at work and, you know, the manager comes in, he's like, my house is destroyed. It's all of our beaches are destroyed. Like, you know, you had Clearwater Beach. It was, I think last year it was rated number one, like the nicest beach, in all of America. That beach is destroyed. All of the shops are destroyed. Everything is destroyed. The whole coastline from Helene on the West Coast, our East Coast didn't get damaged as bad. But, and then you had Milton that rolled through again. And understand this, when Milton hit, there was so much debris just sitting out in front of people's houses. In nearly every single town.
Megan, you got 20 seconds. What do you want to conclude with here?
I was just going to say this. It's just crazy how the Biden administration, they put no focus on the storm. They didn't want to put any money towards helping people out. That's all I wanted to say. And the damage is crazy. And when Milton hit, it just made it even more of a disaster.
Yeah, and you know, the mainstream media is kind of passing on it too. Now that they can't send the blondes out there with their hair flapping in the wind.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace
minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I'm a little depressed because we had our first week in Austin, Texas today where we didn't have a 90-degree day, and that upsets me. And now the sun is setting earlier. They're about to screw us again with this daylight savings time bullcrap. Not a fan. Not a fan, I got to tell you. Not really ready for this cold weather, and then short days. Mm-mm. Not ready for that. Other than that, though, here we are. The InfoWars War Room Live. We're halfway through the show. We're taking your calls. I already missed summer, I have to tell you. But first, I want to play a couple of these Kamala clips. Here she is screaming. She is really just breaking down, falling apart at this point. Here she is screaming at her rally today, clip 14.
Should never again have the privilege of standing behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Never again. Never again.
My goodness. Who is that appealing to? Yikes. Now, she had a rally yesterday where somebody got into the rally, and they vet their crowds that get access to these rallies now, by the way, because they're so scared of protesters coming up and embarrassing her. One made it in, said, "Jesus is Lord," and that triggered Kamala, clip 15.
With the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade, and they did as he intended. Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. Mm-hmm. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
The smaller one. The smaller one. Oh, my gosh. Please. Please. That is just ludicrous to pretend like Trump doesn't have the biggest rallies of all time. Kamala's crowds are about 10% of what Donald Trump gets. I mean, Elon Musk is not even running for president and basically does this pop-up tour of Pennsylvania. He's getting the same crowd size as Kamala Harris's. Oh, my gosh, that is just crazy. But somebody says Jesus is Lord, and that triggers Kamala. I am curious. Does Kamala have any faith? Does she have a religion? Notice how she doesn't really talk about that. Nobody really asks about that. Is she a Christian? Is she Jewish? Is she Hindu? What is even Kamala? Does anybody even know? Was she mocking Christianity? Was she mocking Catholics there? Is that why she didn't go to the Al Smith dinner? Does she hate Catholics? Nobody really asked her about that. Isn't that strange? Maybe that's just a sign of the times. But I don't know. Has a candidate ever gotten away with just having no religious identity or faith identity before? Look at that. Is this right now, guys? Oh, my gosh. This is her live right now, so it's her second rally of the day. She's screaming. She's screaming already. This crowd is tiny. I wonder if they'll even switch to that second camera shot. There it is. Look at this. Oh, my gosh. Kamala has a tiny crowd in Michigan. Do we have audio here that we can? Yeah. Okay, folks, audio audience, this is a tiny crowd in Lansing, Michigan right now. Her earlier rally in Michigan had a tiny crowd as well. Trump is in Detroit, and he'll have probably 10,000 people. There's already a line outside of the venue. It's outside of the arena. They can't even fit them all in. Let's pipe this up real quick. We'll go back to the calls.
It's about investing in the industries that built America.
Oh, here we go.
Like steel. Iron, the great steel? American auto industry.
The auto industry,
and we will
okay.
Ensure.
Just take it down. I can't even. Oh.
Advanced batteries.
No.
But built right.
It's just so annoying. Like, talk to anybody who works in the steel industry or the oil industry for that matter. But she brings up steel. She brings up the audio industry. Talk to anybody who works in the steel industry. Talk to anybody who works in the auto industry. Donald Trump was the greatest thing that's happened in modern American history to those industries. Donald Trump was trying to do everything he could to bring car manufacturing back to America and keep it from going to Mexico specifically. That was Donald Trump. They were turning on all these steel mills. Steel workers were being hired under Donald Trump. They're all back out of work again under Biden Harris. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. I'm just sick of it. All right, let's take a phone call or two now. Let's go to Randy in Kansas. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to point out a couple of things. First, the other night, I thought you did great in your debate. And the other guy, what's his fruitcake's name?
Steve Bonnell, and he goes by a stripper's name. He goes by a female stripper's name, Destiny.
Does he still live with his mom in the basement or something?
No, I mean, honestly, no. I mean, he does pretty well. I'm pretty sure he makes like millions of dollars from a Democrat super PAC. So he does well. He doesn't have to live with mommy. He just looks like it.
Yeah. And a couple of things. I think the word appointed for Miss Ding Dong there, it should be anointed. It's just like some royalty getting anointed up there to that position because, you know, she never had to do anything. And then another point I'd like to bring out is that back in 2020, there was an awesome lady named Tulsi Gabbard running for president. And now everybody's saying, oh, we want a female of color president. And that Jesse Ventura, I don't know what happened to him. He's kind of turncoat now. He's saying, oh, I want to see a black woman as president. And okay, well, I don't mind that either, but you need somebody that's going to do the job. And if I remember right, if my memory serves me right, Miss Gabbard was banned and chastised and belittled and everything to the point where she just got out of the race.
Well, she was polling. She lasted longer than Harris. She got more votes than Harris. She was polling higher than Harris.
Yes, but then she started getting banned, if I remember right. She started getting banned
they didn't want her on the stage anymore because they were trying to get Biden across the finish line.
And there's no way because she speaks articulate and she's intelligent. She's a veteran and she'd blow him out of the water. But anyhow, I just want to point that out is the fact that, you know, now everybody wants this woman of color, but nobody wanted to vote for, you know, Tulsi Gabbard or anything back then. And they wanted to actually put her down and chastise her and everything. You know, it's kind of an oxymoron, I guess. But anyhow, this is the point I was trying to make. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, look. I would say if there's any female that I've seen that could be considered presidential, it would probably be Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't know, you know, obviously these are all hypotheticals. I mean, if it was Tulsi Gabbard against Kamala Harris, I'd obviously vote for Tulsi Gabbard. But, you know, I don't know if I would vote for her for president per se, if there was a better option. But just as far as a female running for president in America, as far as a woman running for president, I mean, Gabbard is probably the only one that I would say is presidential, that I've seen that is presidential and worthy of the position that I would consider voting for. There's no others that I've seen that I would consider voting for. And I mean, as a man, are we scared of women or really, as a man, can we vote for a woman president? I mean, really.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't. But we need somebody that can do the job. We can need. Could you imagine, and hopefully God forbid it ever happens, but could you imagine Kamala Harris at like a G8, G12 conference? The translators would be going ballistic. Go, what? I don't know what she's saying. How are they going to translate this constant word salad that she spews out? They'll be quitting. They'll be dropping it. Boss, look, I can't translate this. She's a buffoon, you know.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, again, Gabbard is the only woman I've ever seen that would be worthy of me considering voting for her. I don't know what it would take for America to have a woman president. I got to be honest. I think as long as there is a male up there, it might be hard for a woman to become president in this country. And I get it. Totally get it. I don't think that's misogynistic at all. But then they act like, oh, you won't vote for a woman. You're misogynistic. You won't vote for a woman. You're scared of a woman. Well, maybe it's my preference. I just don't want a female president. But no, Gabbard is the only one that I've ever seen that would be that would ever get my vote. I mean, maybe like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she wanted to run. But Kamala Harris, if that's your first female president, that's an embarrassment. Hillary Clinton, that would have been an embarrassment. But like Tulsi Gabbard, that's something you could be proud of. First female president, that'd be something we could be proud of. Not this witch. Not Hillary. Please, Lord, keep that woman out of office. Please, Lord God, keep Kamala Harris away from the presidency. Please, Lord God. Let's take another call. Let's go to Chris in Georgia on the early voting situation. We got a couple callers on this, in fact. Let's start with Chris in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I had a breakup. I was just going to tell you, don't be dissuaded about the early voting in Georgia. Everybody here is being pressured on the conservative side to vote early. You know, we're feeling the fear from all the quote-unquote natural disasters, all that. And, you know, we just want to get our voting in, and we're being encouraged to.
Do you think the early voting numbers are up because it's Trump supporters voting?
Absolutely. I absolutely do. I'm going to tell you, like, I don't know when this became a quote-unquote purple state, but everywhere besides Atlanta is pretty red. I mean, we've got one liberal in the neighborhood, and they're so stupid. They don't even have a yard. They have rocks, just a gravel driveway, and they water their rocks every morning. Dude, I'm not even joking, man. I don't know if you can tell by my voice, I'm kind of nervous, not used to, you know, I'm just a normal dude, bro, that works.
Well, look at it this way. Then, if you ever get nervous.
See, my liberal neighbors watering rocks.
Yeah, exactly. And, if you ever get nervous, just picture your liberal neighbors walking out into their gravel yard and watering the rocks.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you another thing. I got me a big do not tread on me little curtain over the window just because they always like to look in. Guy comes up, I like your flag, buddy. Yeah, I bet you do. They literally swear everything's better now. I mean, gas is up, groceries are up. I got weird neighbors now. And, oh, yeah, everything's better, buddy. Import some more liberals here. We love them.
Well, I will tell you, the liberals fleeing their own states, specifically the best examples being New York and California, and then moving to Florida and Texas, that's going to cost them four electoral college votes, which could end up being the difference in this election.
You're preaching to the choir. I don't understand why we even tolerate this mass migration, even from the people that, like, they really do. They move into these smaller communities and impact the voting with their numbers. That's just fact. I'm praying they don't run Austin like they did California.
Well, they're trying to turn Texas blue. We just purged over 1 million illegal voters from the voter rolls here in Texas, so I don't think it's not going to happen this election.
I hope you're right, Owen. I really do. I also wanted to know how you felt about early voting. I mean, because I was thinking
about
going. No,
not a fan. Not a fan.
Okay. I'll just hold off then.
I think there's room for conversation on our elections. In fact, I think there's much needed conversation about our elections. Because now that everybody can vote, you don't just have to be a landowner. Now that everybody can vote, it's a painstaking process. So do you make it a national holiday? Do you make it a weekend deal? You know, maybe there's some room for conversation, or you just kind of say, or maybe you go back to the originalist interpretation of who gets to vote. And if you don't own any property, then you don't vote. You know, I mean, so maybe there's a conversation that needs to be had on that grounds. I don't like early voting, especially because we're at a point right now where there's still 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks until the election, and people are already voting. Well, who knows what could happen in these next 2 weeks? Maybe Kamala Harris says something you don't like and you wish you could change your vote. Well, you can't. So I don't like early voting. Certainly mail-in voting has to be stopped. That's just ludicrous. But it's just, you know, it's all about the Democrats trying to get as many people to vote as possible. And they just, any way they can do it, that's what they do. All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Let's go to Cliff in Georgia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Owen. I'm a same day voter too. I just hold my fire until the same day in person voting. Not a big fan of, I think it's just a way for them to get kind of an idea of what the numbers are.
Yeah.
To see how many they got to come across. And
yeah, it's like showing your hand in a game of poker.
Yeah, it is. I just think it's a bad idea. But as far as the, what worries me about these votes being changed, okay, I vote Georgia. You go, you hit the screen, you print out your ballot, you take it, you review it, make sure it's what you voted, and you give it to the poll worker there. And then if it's wrong, what do they do with the ballot? I haven't come across that yet. Do they take the ballot and then they tell you to go back to the machine? That machine is gonna, the data gets saved. So how, every time they flip the vote, is that being counted for the Democrats? And you can't, and you go back in there and you do it again, and what, three or four times, it keeps flipping your vote? And that's, I just think that whatever's gonna happen, man. You know, I'm a retired Marine combat veteran, and we have a saying in the Marine Corps, no good plan survives first contact with the enemy. In other words, you got to have contingency upon contingency upon contingency. And I think that's what these people have. This just smells like a military operation. It smells like an intel operation. I don't think there's much that we can do about it. I think we got to let it play out. You know, do your thing, vote. Vote your conscience. I'm not telling anybody how to vote, but vote your conscience. And then, I mean, let's face it, I live in rural Georgia. There's nobody here that's going to believe that Kamala Harris got the majority of the votes. They're just not going to believe it.
I don't see many people in Georgia believing Kamala Harris would win Georgia.
No, it's just not. There's no way. There's just no way. There's nobody. And that's kind of what I'm seeing across the board. You got hundreds of thousands of people going to a Trump rally in California, but, you know, you're going to tell me that they're going to believe that she won this election? Nobody's going to believe it. Even they can steal it, but I think at this point, that's why they're so calm, and they just don't care if you believe it or not.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier. We're about to cross this threshold where it's just, by hook, by crook, whatever, it's going to be in your face. The Democrats just stole your country, and it's a one-party rule now. And that's not to say that there won't be Republicans that get in, but the Democrats will have all the power. The Democrats will have people inside the Republican Party with just an R behind their name. They'll run the media. They'll run the social media companies. They'll get rid of the ones they don't. And so it's just going to be right in your face. It's not going to be nuanced. It's not going to be in the shadows. It's going to be right in your face. So we may have crossed that threshold. The total power grab from the Democrats might be in front of us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we have. I don't think it might. I think it is. And I would still encourage people to go out and do their thing. Go out and vote. You got to. I just don't think at this point, I think we've gone too far. I think we've gone down the road too far, and, you know, there's a saying in the book of Acts, or not a saying, but a story in the book of Acts where the apostles were trying to preach the gospel, and some of the Jewish religious leaders were, you know, again, they were angry with the apostles, and they asked one of the senior Jewish religious leaders what he thought of the thing, and he said, leave these guys alone. If what they're doing is of men, it will come to nothing. If what they're doing is of God, you can't stop it. So I think at this point, we're people of faith here in Georgia. I think, and as is most of the country, I think you just got to give it to God and just ride it out, man. I think we're at that point. God bless you, Owen. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for the call. And you bring up a point, and I can't believe I've never thought of this or heard anybody say it, but you're absolutely right. What happens when you get your receipt back and it has the wrong votes and you have to go vote again? Does it still, I mean, that's a great point. So if it prints out your receipt and it says you voted Democrat, even though you voted Trump, does it still count? So then you have to vote twice to cancel out the fake vote and then to get your vote to count? It's crazy. And Rasmussen polling now, and they're involved in some litigation as well. Rasmussen polling is, these are probably your Democrats pretending to be Republicans, Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. Let's see if there's any comments. I mean, this story is now national news, so they can't ignore it. This story is now national news. Folks, do you see the power of InfoWars? Do you see why they want us off air? Marjorie Taylor Greene came on the Alex Jones Show, made national news. Now there's headlines all across the internet press, mainstream news, Rasmussen polls, everybody talking about it, multiple callers into the show. I have others. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene came on the Alex Jones Show, came on InfoWars today and broke the news. So let's see. So it's not like they can pretend like they didn't hear it. It's not like they can pretend that they didn't know. It's national news. It's everywhere. People in Georgia are talking about it. So will Kemp and Raffensperger have anything to say? Will they be doing any investigations? Will they answer now the obvious question, which is, hey, if it prints out a receipt that says I voted for Democrats, even though I voted for Republicans, what happens inside the machines? Oh, man, I'm telling you. I just call it as I see it, folks. The steel is on in Georgia. And if Kemp and Raffensperger are going to have the final say, Trump's going to have to win Pennsylvania. And do you think that's going to happen? Man, we got more callers on this in Georgia. So we'll go back to Georgia after this break. But, you know, Trump broke some news on the second would-be assassin. He had 6 cell phones. What does that sound like to you? 6 cell phones? Sounds like an intelligence operative to me. 6 cell phones? Do you know anybody that has 6 cell phones? Sounds like an intelligence operative to me. And now the lawyers are trying to remove Judge Cannon from the case, saying you can't be in charge of this case because Trump appointed you. And they're, you know, he's saying he's innocent now. So that thing gets more interesting. Now, the FBI has no answers, though, by the way. They don't know anything. We don't know anything. We know nothing.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Days till the election and 12 days left to enter the raffle to win the monster truck at the Alex Jones store.com. All right, the crew tells me there's a new Trump hat. I got to see this. Apparently they just released it. It's a MAGA hat with a MAGA hat on it. This I got to see. This you got to see. Unless they're just gaslighting me. I don't know. They like to kind of screw with me sometimes, especially on a Friday. So I need to see the evidence of this. It's the MAGA MAGA hat. The MAGA hat hat. Oh my gosh, look at that. Oh my gosh. That's funny. It's a white hat with a red MAGA hat on the front. Yeah. I mean, that's just hilarious. Whose idea was that? It'll sell. Whatever. They'll sell out of it in 24 hours, I bet you. You know, they released a Halloween-themed hat that I thought was pretty clean. Nothing beats the gold. The gold is my favorite. And then the black dark MAGA hat's pretty clean, too. And then I like the white on the gold. I don't know. The MAGA hat, though. I mean, we're just getting into ridiculous territory at this point. Let's take a call. Let's go back to Georgia. Well, that's the Trump store jack-o'-lantern hat. No, there was a Halloween MAGA hat. It was orange with the black Make America Great Again. Let's go back to Georgia. We have Joshua on the line. Joshua, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there, Owen? I talked to Harrison yesterday about a scenario where they don't certify the election, and then they go into invoking the Insurrection Act, right? And you know, I'm from Georgia. I'm from West Georgia. I'm from, like, you know, I grew up in a school 400 kids, 8th grade through 12th grade, 25% white. We're all the same. We're all poor. And, you know, just like a couple years ago, I was working around there in a chicken processing place, and there's a lot of young black men. Just a couple years ago, before even now, they were like, no, man, Trump, Trump, Trump. And they weren't even afraid to say it. So,
well, yeah, the culture has definitely shifted as far as, you know, being a closeted Trump supporter or being afraid to say you want to support Trump or all these different boxes the Democrats want to put you in and say, oh, you can't vote Trump. That all that stigma's gone.
Well, yeah, and thanks in large part to a whole lot of YouTubers and TikTokers, you know, all these videos coming out. There's a group of four young men. I can't think, there's some family that I watch that, you know, four young black men who are like intelligently say Trump's policies and what they did for them. And it's like they laugh at Kamala. Like,
well look at this. You can't find, because I always bring the evidence on this show, you can't find an organic movement, or let's even get into demographics, you can't find an organic support system of black men for Kamala Harris. It doesn't exist. Yeah, you've got your celebrities like Snoop Dogg. You know, maybe he's got, you know, some Diddy Party stuff going on, so he's got to support the Democrats or something. But, you know, you've got your same kind of mainstream people, celebrity culture people, the same controlled establishment people that support Kamala Harris. You don't see this organic support. You don't see, like you're talking about with families doing videos, or I play videos all the time. It doesn't matter what state they're in, what city they're in. And so that just doesn't exist for Harris. And that's why they come out and they say, hey, black guys, we'll give you free money and weed. I mean, how offensive is that? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Hold on, Josh. I'll finish your call.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
I mean, I don't even know of any organic support for Kamala Harris. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I mean, people have to make a choice. But there's no enthusiasm. Nobody will just take to the internet or take to their neighborhood organically, voluntarily for Kamala Harris. It just doesn't exist. You have it all over for Donald Trump. But, Josh, I wanted to let you finish here. You got cut off by the break, so go ahead.
Well, my point, I mean, even though I'm from West Georgia and I'm reporting on, you know, young black men from the country saying, hi, now, you know, I'm not, you know, and Donald Trump made me better. What I really wanted to point out was the fact that I wasn't even going to call in until you played that Kamala rally where somebody said Jesus is Lord and she said you're in the wrong rally. That is the key. The Satanists are at the Kamala rally, right? And they, the Christians have no place at a Kamala rally. And, she shrunk from that. And my point is, Harrison asked me, you know, what's your solution for this thing? It's for Americans to pray, fast, and repent. And that, you know, what do we do? You know, well, as a Marine, I can call on my veterans and my active duty members to remember your sacred oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But ultimately, God's in charge. God's not going to just come in and do our thing for us. We still have to fight, right? But we still have to, as a nation, to be saved. Second Corinthians. Oh God, I have to look it up. But God will save the nation of those who His people pray and repent and say, "Save us, Lord." That's the only thing that's going to save us at this point, because like you said, like everybody says, they've got so many dirty tricks. Satan has so many tricks already in the barrel that we don't even know about that they're going to pull out, right? And it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. Now, we need to, as veterans in active duty military, if you're listening, do not fire on Americans. Remember your sacred oath. You do not do that. These are the people you are protecting. You swore a sacred oath to protect them. And for Americans, just all of us, repent, pray, fast, and we'll get through this. God will get us through this.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm Donald Trump, and thank you for the call, Josh, or I'm the Trump campaign, or I'm the Trump team, or one of these PACs, I would take that Harris rally clip, and I would find a way to enhance the audio, because you got to make sure it's audible. But when the guy shouts, Jesus is Lord, and she says, I think you're at the wrong rally, and just put it out hard-hitting, like Christians, you know, this is what Kamala Harris thinks of you. I mean, think about, too, it's like, why wouldn't she either like try to go neutral on it or even embrace it? Like, what? I just don't even get it. So it's just admitting, okay, yeah, abortion is satanic. Abortion is obviously anti-Christian. And if you say Jesus is king at a Harris rally, she says you're not welcome here. This isn't your rally. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, I'd turn that into a campaign ad, and I would send that to the stronghold Christian areas in North Carolina, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin. I would pound that. I would get that thing, 72-hour turnaround, get it up on the air on Monday. I'd air it during Packers games, Steelers games, Falcons games. Come on. All right, let's take another call from John in Atlanta. He wants to talk about the story that broke today on InfoWars, Marjorie Taylor Greene. John, go ahead.
I'm here, Owen. Owen, thanks for having me, Wes.
Yep.
Yeah, this was in 2016. I'm the type of guy where I don't like who the candidates are. I might write myself in. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me. Only because I didn't... Well, first off, we didn't pick Kamala, and I've been,
Anyway. You don't know anyone that voted for Kamala because nobody did.
Exactly.
Well, I guess now she's had people vote for her, but okay. So, but you know, you get the point.
Right, and so I think so. When I go to the ballot box, right, I'm looking at this non-traditionally. I'm not the type of guy that just follows the herd into the slaughter. So when I go vote and I'm in my booth, that's my booth. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. So if I want to, once I finish clicking my candidate, I'll go back. You know, hell, I'll start back over. Am I sure I want this guy? Am I sure I want this girl? You know what I mean? And so, dude, I did that. And lo and behold, and I took a screen. They say you're not supposed to have your phone and take pictures. Dude, I took a picture of it and everything. Where I was like, man, I clicked Donald Trump, okay, and then I hit the back button, and it had flipped it on me. And
you have a video of this?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any social media accounts?
I switched phones since then. It's been a while, but I have to look it up. But I mean,
wait, what?
I
so this wasn't today. So you're talking about 2020.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
No, this wasn't today. No, this wasn't today. But, man, I put that on my life. I went and voted.
Well, that's been on film. There's videos from 2020 of that happening, absolutely. And this idea that you can't film yourself voting is just silly anyway.
Isn't it? I mean, I think it's a little ludicrous where they
well, here, let's just play a game. Hey, John, why would somebody not want to film you? Why would somebody tell you it's illegal to film yourself voting? Why would somebody say they don't want to have you videotaping you voting? Why?
I mean, there's so many reasons that I could think of. They don't want to promote voting. They don't, maybe the demographic. Maybe, I mean, there's so many reasons.
No, there's one reason. You know what it is. Why?
Well, there's...
Because they don't want you to capture what you captured in 2020, John.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. Well, it's crazy, because as soon as I walked in, I remember clear as day, who you voting for? And they almost try and persuade me to vote for Obama. I looked at them crazy, like, what? You know?
You mean, when was that?
This was when Trump's first election.
Well, he didn't run against Obama, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. He ran again against Crooked Hillary. Anyway, but so what I'm saying is that they, and this was at a school, a very predominant school. So I'm north of Atlanta, by the way. This was at a college, and I'm sure any of the Georgia listeners can probably narrow it down. It was beyond me to experience that because I trust that you grew up trusting. You know,
well, see, that's the big story, and that's what I was explaining to some of these young people on Monday. Because, look, I get it. I'm not sitting in judgment of anybody, especially when they're young. I mean, when I was young and in college, I wasn't politically informed, and I had different political opinions than I have now, obviously. And that's what I tried to explain to some of these young college kids that were asking me questions. I'm saying, look. You know, when you actually look into some of this stuff, your worldview will change. And when you actually grow up, your worldview will change. So that's just it's just kind of common sense. And thank you for the call, John. But by the way, when you talk about the influence at the polls, and I've caught this on film, I think it was 2016 or 2018. We'll give the crew a little challenge here. I bet they can find it. They probably already have it ready to go because they just said in my era was 2018. I went to vote in 2018, and there were literal Democrat candidates canvassing right outside of the polling center. Right outside. Multiple ones. If you remember, I even confronted them at city council. So, it's obviously illegal. So I call Rob Dew on the phone. He comes out with a tape measure, one of those rolling tape measures, prints out the actual law, and I don't remember what it was. It was like 200 feet or whatever the local law is here, and you can't canvass within 200 feet or 200 yards, whatever it is. So Rob Dew rolls out. It's all on video. I mean, you want to talk about Owen Schroyer, Rob Dew tag teaming? A video. He rolls out the rolling yardstick from the front door all the way out 200 yards or 200 feet, whatever it is, and all of these Democrat candidates are within the illegal boundary. I mean, just blatantly breaking the law. And we call the cops, we call the election poll workers, and they just do nothing. And they just do nothing, and they just get away with it. But now there's multiple videos. This has just happened in this election. There's multiple videos where Trump supporters go to vote early, and if they have a Trump hat or a Trump shirt or anything like that, they get rejected and told they can't vote. Scott Presler was told he can't even go vote, and then he started filming, and they said, F off. It's just crazy, man. It's just, I'm sorry. It's just true. And I can get along with anybody. I just call it as it is. Democrats and liberals, when it comes to politics, are scumbags. That's it. They're just scumbags. And maybe it goes beyond their politics. I don't know. I know a lot of liberals. I know a lot of Democrat voters. Plenty of them. They're nice people. But, I mean, man, the liberals and the Democrats we deal with, they're just scum. And that's what I'm saying. A judge, a teacher, a doctor, they're all the same. They're all leftist liberal activists. They're all Democrat Party activists. They'll trans your kids. They'll rig a court case. They'll censor you on social media. They won't let you wear a Trump shirt to vote, but if you're a Democrat candidate, they'll let you stand right outside of the door and canvass illegally and do nothing when you get caught. It's unbelievable. Crew couldn't find the video. No, that's right. They'll probably find it now just to spite me for saying that. So, okay. We're going to continue to take calls here. And we got some other interesting topics on the phone lines. I want to play this clip of Bill Clinton. Now, again, I thought that they would bench him at this point because he clearly does not care. Bill Clinton is not invested in this election. He really doesn't care about Harris. But they're either blackmailing him or just forcing him out there, so he just goes through the motions. And it's not moving the needle at all. In fact, he basically endorsed Trump his first time. And so here he is criticizing Trump. Now, again, they run with this lie. Trump had a town hall, and there were some medical multiple medical emergencies in the crowd. And so it basically caused the event to pause. And he said, hey, let's just play some music. And so they played some music while they were handling these medical emergencies. And he was kind of dancing and whatever, having a good time. And then they said, Trump loses his mind. Trump goes crazy on the stage. Trump blacks out. And it's just all BS. And so I guess Bill Clinton either bought into that or believes the lie. But imagine thinking this is an insult. Imagine thinking you're insulting Trump here, Bill Clinton, in clip 8.
I don't know how many more elections I'll be involved with, and I'm too old to gild the lily. Heck, I'm only 2 months younger than Donald Trump.
Why do you look like trash compared to him? We all know why.
But good news for you is I will not spend 30 minutes swaying back and forth from you. I've played enough music. I will not clap off beat. Nor will I pretend to be a conductor. Because we got a race to win. And we have to win it. I've been doing this a long, long time, and I can honestly say that this time I am not here running for anything anymore except for my grandchildren's future.
Grandkids does not Chelsea Hubble have. So actually, you know, this is kind of funny. Hillary Clinton's daughter is it would appear pretty obvious, is actually Webb Hubble's daughter and not Bill Clinton's daughter. And I think Chelsea Clinton has one kid. Maybe she has two now. He said grandkids. So I don't know what he's talking about. That should be an easy one. How many kids does Chelsea Clinton have? I thought it was one. Maybe it's two. But you go look at Webb Hubble, and maybe this is new to some of the audience. If you go look at Webb Hubble, who was working with the Clintons, a Democrat, and look at Chelsea Clinton, I mean, folks. Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. That's Webb Hall. That is Webb Hubble's daughter. The lips, the eyes, the nose. I mean, everything. So it's likely that that's not even Bill Clinton's daughter. So it's not even his grandkids that are coming from Chelsea. I thought she had one. Maybe she has two. But what's interesting is that Bill Clinton actually has a child, or claims to have a child, with a woman whose last name was Williams. His name is Danny Williams. Now, I do believe he has multiple kids. So is Bill Clinton talking about Danny Williams, who he's rejected his entire life, as his child? He's not talking about Webb Hubble's daughter, is he? Okay, Chelsea has three kids. So, okay. But are those even Bill Clinton's grandkids? Those would appear to be Webb Hubble's grandkids, not Bill's. You know, that's kind of the big, like, D.C. secret about the Clintons. But then there's Danny Williams, who claims he's Bill Clinton's child when he was having an affair with his mother. So is that who he's talking about? But imagine thinking it's an insult to say Donald Trump is old and he's dancing and swaying to music. Well, okay, what do you want to do when you're old? Sounds like a pretty good thing when you're old. I'd like to be old and dancing to music. And then Bill Clinton says he's 2 months younger than Donald Trump. well, golly gee, Bill, you look like garbage. What happened to you? What life decisions did Bill Clinton make that made him look like garbage? You know, we could maybe make a joke, and maybe it was drugs or all the sex or Epstein Island, you know, whatever's going on. Maybe it was just being married to Hillary, actually. That would probably do it, actually. What do you think would age a man more? Sex romps on Epstein Island with the weird rituals? Drug use? Habitual drug use? Or Hillary Clinton your whole life? I'm going to go with Hillary Clinton. That'd probably be the most unhealthy thing that would age you the most. That's amazing. Do you think Bill Clinton is moving the needle for Kamala Harris? I mean, do you think he even cares? That's just pathetic. That is just pathetic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got more callers to take. I got a couple other news stories. Before we get to the rest of this today, we want to let you know about something happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and that is the Alex Jones VIP Club. You need to join right now at thealexjonesstore.com. In this critical time of uncertainty, we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information that I'm about to relay to you is imperative. When you join the Alex Jones VIP Club, you get monthly member credits. In fact, $40 of free store credit. You get the products at the Alex Jones Store at a discount 24/7, 365 days a year. You get double entries into the raffles and giveaways. You also get access to exclusive VIP giveaways. You'll get early access to other products, promos, and giveaways. Free shipping on orders over $99. These are all the benefits and perks when you join right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become an Alex Jones VIP Club member. All right, Joe Biden, where is he? He's in Germany. Joe Biden looks completely lost in Berlin, can't even take a photo. So he's just wandering around aimlessly, babbling. Of course, this is all going to be, it's all going to end up with more money for Ukraine, maybe for Israel as well. And this is a funny thing because it's kind of been an ongoing joke. And I don't even want to cover the Israel stuff anymore. It's just, I can't even deal with it. I got an election to figure out. Biden in Germany speaks of a hope of ceasefire in Gaza after Sinwar death. The ongoing joke has been after Israel's killed all these Hamas leaders and all these, you know, enemies, the joke is, all right, so you can stop now. You can stop bombing now. You can cease fire now. You can stop the killing now. And it's like, of course they're not. They're going all in. They're going to take the Gaza Strip. They've already released the plans that they're going to settle in the Gaza Strip. And now there's rumors that they're going to strike Iran again. So, no, they're not stopping. But Biden will claim that. Now, the truth is, really, Europe is kind of done. Europe is kind of out supporting Israel anymore. All they have left is D.C. But I don't think it really matters. I don't think Israel really cares about that anymore. I think they're going all in. I think Netanyahu is going all in. And I think he knows he has to do it before Trump gets back into office. And then he goes back. There'll be more money for Ukraine. In fact, there already is. Then he goes back. He does this weird thing and he tells reporters not to jump. Joe Biden blurts out, "Don't jump," as reporters ask him questions in Berlin. Of course, he doesn't answer any of them. So he's done this multiple times. Don't jump. I don't. What is he? Don't jump. Did somebody like make a suicide joke one time and he keeps repeating it? I don't know. Don't jump, he says. But no, there is more money for Ukraine. No money for the hurricane victims. But again, Secretary Blinken announces more money for Ukraine. $425 million more for Ukraine. $425 million more. And by the way, Europe is starting to get lost on the Ukraine issue as well. It's not totally lost, but it's starting to get there. But really, it's the same deal where as long as D.C. is funding the war in Israel and the war in Ukraine, then all the European countries can kind of just wave and nod and just say, okay, that's fine.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well,
Our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish CMOS to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc. The Linus
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, the crew was not soliciting, the crew is not soliciting sports gambling advice from me ahead of the weekend, but they were. We were talking about the baseball is getting closer to the World Series. I do anticipate the Yankees will be there. They're playing Cleveland right now. I anticipate the Yankees will be there. If the Yankees make the World Series, Donald Trump needs to go to a game in Yankee Stadium. That would be epic. In fact, it'd be likely he could do the Madison Square Garden Yankees game in the same day. That could be a potential. Well, if they steal it, at least we'll have some fun. By the way, Bolsonaro is running for president again in 2016, it indicates here. Bolsonaro's party set on running him for Brazil presidency again in 2016. He's the guy. So that's basically, I mean, that's the Trump of Brazil. Bolsonaro is great. The Brazilian people are great. I hope that that works out, but they're in a situation maybe worse than us at this point, but very similar. Very similar. All right, let's go back to some calls here. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I agree with you on a woman not being elected to a primary position of headship, but you did miss on a woman. But there is a running joke in Florida. What do Boebert out of Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Laura Loomer all have in common? Do you know?
Well, I don't want to get caught up here, but the obvious answer is they're all women, but I feel like that's too easy.
No, it's Matt Gaetz. In other words, women are emotional. Matt Gaetz, it's like the sixth grade thing where girls get all emotional over girls. I mean, over the hot-looking guy. Does that make sense? It's just a running joke because we're all tired of the infighting. We just laugh like, why are you women fighting with each other?
Yeah.
And so we just kind of giggle.
Yeah.
So we go with that. And then also I can't, the Georgia thing, the Georgia caller already covered all that issue with me. I can't cover that because I'm nervous now also. And they're going to have their numbers and ready to go and roll it all out. So that's over. And then there's a song called by Seven Dust. I know you're a metalhead. It's called
Seven Dust, great 90s metal band. Yeah.
No, it's called Bitch. If you look at the lyrics, I don't even know how to do it. My son, we were rolling down the road, goes, can you imagine a compilation of all your military videos and how it goes all fast to those lyrics to her? It would be beautiful. And that's
well, now people are taking these recent Kamala Harris rally videos where she's, you know, screaming and pounding the podium and they're doing the whole, you know, Hitler thing and they're putting the little Hitler mustache.
I didn't know that. And also, the woman you forgot about, Carrie Lake. That would be a woman. I would be like the 300 scene where they kick the fucking, kick the guys off into the well, and the wife approves. Carrie Lake. That's
yeah, Carrie Lake is great. She needs to kind of climb the ladder a little bit more. She needs to win a race in Arizona. I think they steal it from her. But yeah, she could definitely be one too. And I will say, I just didn't cover it today because it was just kind of Arizona-centric. But there's a lot of news coming out right now about Ruben Gallego, her opponent, the type of guy he is. His wife is about to give birth. He divorces her right before she gives birth. And then the media was attacking Carrie Lake during a press conference, blaming the whole thing on her. And she handled it beautifully. I mean, she handled it about as perfectly as you could and turned it right back around on them and said, wait a second, how are you attacking me over Gallego divorcing his wife right before she gives birth? So, yeah, Carrie Lake, I would say, would be fantastic, but she's got to climb the ladder a little bit. She needs to win an election. I hope she does. You know, she would be great to have in this Senate. So, yeah, fair point, Robert. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Keith in South Carolina. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, I just want to Thank you and Alex and the whole crew for getting the word out. You guys are doing a great job. People need to get out there and vote. Trump is right. We need to make the too big to rig because they are going to cheat. And just like you were talking about those machines, they probably have that already calculated in about, you know, the ballots and all because they don't want to lose power. And they'll do anything to keep the power. And you guys are absolutely right. And I just want to thank you again for everything you've done for this country. God bless.
Well, I appreciate that, Keith. And, you know, look, I really do care about this country. And so I also think about my ancestors that I don't want to let down. I think about my family that's alive and my friends that I don't want to let down. I think about, quite frankly, myself, because I want to live in a free country. But you had no choice. You have no choice but to stand up to it. You have no choice because if we lose this thing, I mean, we're all done anyway. We're all cooked anyway. So, yeah, you might as well put it all on the line. I mean, that's why Elon Musk is doing it because, I mean, you might lose some stuff now, but we lose everything if we lose this election. I don't think the Democrats give up power. I really don't. And I don't know if we ever get a candidate that has what Trump has with the gravitas and the support to get in there and really start overthrowing this deep state and this swamp, you know. So, but you know, there's also this level of the awakening that's happening right now that happened big time in 2016 with Trump and then his first year and then 2020 with the scamdemic and the election steal. And so you get a feeling that we're going to kind of experience something similar to those two things, but in a very short window of time here with just 18 days, less than 18 days until Election Day. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Michael in Ohio. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I want to thank you for the constitutional battle you're fighting in court for your First Amendment right. And I really hope you can get justice over that and sue the proper people. But I myself am also fighting a constitutional battle here in Ohio. And I think it's a big case. It's kind of like the Michael Cargill bump stock case and, you know, where the law gets interpreted certain ways or whatever. But in Ohio, we have a texting and driving law. And I know there's 44 states with a very similar law. And in Ohio, our law is written to exempt first responders and utility workers. I don't know how it's written in the other states, but I obviously got a ticket. I was like, well, I'll do the diversion course, I'll pay the fine, and be done with it. But once I read the law, I got to thinking, I was like, now wait a minute, how can they exempt first responders? And, you know, so I don't know if you're ever out and about and you see a cop, he's always on his phone, people in their vehicles, they're always on their phones, and you know, how are they above the law and not us? So my argument to the courts is, you know, that's against our 14th Amendment right. And it's crazy because in the lower court, the judge agreed with me. You know, I represented myself. I did all the, had a bench trial, everything. And he agreed with me at the end of the trial. He says, you know, I agree that the wording of this law is bad, but I don't feel that I can rule on it. I think that's a higher court's responsibility than mine. So I said, you know, I'm prepared to take this clear to the United States Supreme Court because without all the legal fees and everything, it's like if I have to go to the Ohio Supreme Court, it's $100. The United States Supreme Court, it's $300. You know, you get a lot of miscellaneous, like, filing fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, I believe it was $10,000 just to file at the Supreme Court. $10,000.
No, yeah, I looked it up. It was $300 to file the motion. And then, you know, if you lose your case, you the whole time are accumulating fees. So I know I'm sure it can add up a lot. But my point is, you know, this is a case that needs to be hashed out. There is absolutely no 14th Amendment case law that says they can't segregate people other than like on race and things like that. But there is a Hernandez versus Texas Supreme Court case where it was the judge's opinion that if you can, it's not only races, if you can say there's a distinguished class that is being targeted or protected by a law, that's against the 14th Amendment. So, you know, and it goes back to where you said, you know, they've got corrupt judges that rig these cases, and of course they don't want to wreck corporate Ohio and ruin, you know, all these probably tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars they're raking in on these fines. But
yeah,
I think it's important, you know, that the Supreme Court hears this, and that's to my point, that, you know, we really need to start preaching the Constitution to our children, to our grandchildren, to everybody in everyday life. I mean, I'm an electrician, so I'm always seeing all kinds of people, and I just tell them, you know, hey, get a copy of the Constitution, read it. Those are your God-given rights, you know, and there's plenty of Supreme Court law that's been upheld for over 200 years that says if those rights are violated, that law is null and void and can't be enforced. And there's a really good guy on YouTube. He's passed away now, but his videos are still out there. His name is Carl Miller. And he can educate you a lot on your constitutional rights.
Well,
and
there's no doubt we've gotten away from the Constitution as just the source, really, that everything should be flowing from. And so that's kind of a big problem. And, you know, I think Trump is wrong about, he's talking about immunity for these police officers.
Right, and which is the same thing.
I think
thing
it's dangerous. You know,
I
think that police officers that do engage in illegal activity or, you know, unjust law enforcement tactics or police brutality, I don't want that. I don't want them to have immunity. So I kind of disagree with that. I understand what the goal is to let police officers do their job, but I think there's an easy way to handle it. But, you know, you bring up the fines, and I think this is a key issue, and it's kind of like the energy issue where when you cut off the energy, everything else suffers. And so that's how we're being choked out right now, specifically economically by the Biden-Harris administration, is they cut off the energy. And they can drain the strategic petroleum reserves, you know, down to nothing and claim, oh, we've produced more energy. It's just complete bullcrap. So money is kind of the same way. We've got all of this money, but we give it to foreign countries and foreign wars. And so then what you have is these police departments that find different ways to fine you and fee you and basically make budget, make protocols, what have you, whether it's speeding tickets or tacky violations. And so the money then becomes like energy where, and they're like, well, we need to make this budget. We need to make this protocol. We need this new car, whatever it is. And so then the money kind of acts as energy. And it's like, we can flood our country with energy and it can be cheaper. And then we can flood our country with money instead of these foreign countries with money. And then maybe these, you know, ticky-tack fines and bullcrap get out of our way, too. That's a little bit perhaps more philosophical, but I think it would apply. I mean, logically, you look at this, I think it would apply just the same. So, I don't know. I just, Constitution, self-government, and they call it isolationist. Like, that's some negative thing. Like, oh, isolationist, global market. You need to be, don't be an isolationist. Well, why the hell not be an isolationist? I'm sorry, I'm not I'll be an isolationist. You're not going to politically correct me out of that. All right, let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to AD in Minnesota. AD, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my man. So I've had this theory for past few months, that they're going to stuff all these ballots, but it ain't going to be for Kamala. It's going to be for Trump. That way they can come up with their theories of how he's trying to steal the vote, and it goes into litigation. Well, you know, like litigation, they love that, right?
Well, so you're saying they're going to steal it for Trump?
Well, no, they're going to do it to such a ridiculous amount where they convince the populace that there's no way that this possible that somebody could get that many votes. You know?
I don't see that happening. They just did that for Biden, and they didn't say anything.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It was my theory is reconfirmed when they said they're not going to certify Trump. So
they're not going to certify Trump because they're going to claim he's a felon and they're going to claim the Insurrection Act. No, they would never do that for Trump. I don't see them doing that at all. No way.
I think it's an end around plan.
All right. Well, we'll see. But I don't see that being the case. I've never heard of a person that votes for Harris switching to Trump. Never heard of that once. And based off of all the Democrat behavior, it looks like they're stuffing it for Democrats. So we'll see. Thank you for the call, AD. Let's go to Squall in Massachusetts. Squall, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. I didn't mute it. I just want to talk about the Senate race. And you touched on this the other day about who we have for, like, good Senate candidates. And they're mostly in blue states, which sucks. Like, we've got Kerry Lake, and we got John Deaton here in Massachusetts, where I am. And I think Royce White is a really good candidate, too. He's pretty much ultra-MAGA.
Yeah, Royce White would be fantastic. He tells it like it is.
Yep, and I want to talk about Boston, too. Like, last month, they've been putting up ballot boxes just everywhere. And we do paper ballots here, but then we, like, stuff it in a machine. And who the hell knows what happens to it after that?
Well, you know, you just mentioned these names. You got Kerry Lake, you got Hung Cao, you've got John Deaton, you've got Royce White. I mean, if we just get two of those four in, that'd be huge. I mean, I'd like to get all four in, but I mean, if we just got two in, it'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. And one more quick thing, like you were talking about Tim Walz being what's his name with the shot? Elmer Fudd. And the other candidates you were looking for, like a good candidate for Wile E. Coyote would be Jack Smith, always chasing after Trump and falling off a cliff. And, and Democrats, like, they need to be called out for what they are. They're anti-Christian, and so is the media. If they would just call them anti-Christian, they'd probably, like, melt or something. But if they were called out for being anti-Christian, I don't know what their reply would be.
What is Kamala Harris's religious beliefs? Does she have any? What is her faith? I don't know.
It's either Satanism or atheism. Gotta be that.
Yeah, she's never going to come out and claim Satanism. I'm just curious if she's even claimed anything.
I don't think she has enough, like, character to have religion, you know?
Does she believe in God? Like, I mean, I'm genuinely, is she a nihilist? Is she agnostic, atheist? I wonder if somebody would ask her that.
Just an atheist. That's my guess. She only cares
but imagine
about
her saying that. She should be asked that question. That question should be asked and answered before Election Day. But we're already in Election Day. Again, that's what's so crazy. We're in Election Day right now. All right, Squall, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ms. Lou in Florida. Ms. Lou, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Listen, after that whole thing with Marjorie this morning, I'm in Florida and in more of a rural area. And our small county still has Dominion voting machines. And I gave them a call today. And I said, well, we don't, you know, what about the Internet connections? Well, we don't do that. And I said, you don't really need to do that. You can have a flash drive. There's a number of ways. These machines are developed by China. The software is created by the CCP. They stole the election for Maduro. They stole the election for Lula. I said, come on. You know, well, we can't do hand counting. You know, we went through the whole thing. But what I asked her was, I said, well, if there is violence in the streets, and I don't think it will happen in a rural county in Florida, but you never know. I said, I want to be able to have a ballot that I have in my hand that I can take somewhere. I don't mean mail it. I don't mean a drop box. Well, you can bring it in a few days before, you know, the final vote. Monday is the first day. I never got a sample ballot, which is kind of disappointing. I can find it online. But I am absolutely terrified of this machine thing because I watched Mike Lindell 3 years ago, his whole, you know, the tech symposium that he had We've watched the guys, that professor out of Michigan who went down to a court in Georgia and showed with a flick of a pen how it could flip. And now Marjorie this morning's reporting in her district that it's flipping votes. So.
Well, and think about, too, and I'm glad the caller brought this up. It's so common sense. It's hiding in plain sight. Well, what happens after it prints out that receipt for you with the wrong vote on it, and then you go tell the poll workers, hey, this voted wrong. Well, what happens in the machine? Can they go back and erase it, you know? Who's exactly addressing that?
They said, now, Marjorie said that this person who reported it in Georgia, they went back several times through the machine. See, who's going to do that with seriously, who's going to do that on Election Day? Nobody. And a lot of people still do vote on Election Day. But, you know, I'm just scared to death. And this is just one of a thousand cuts. Like I said, they're going to do everything they can with the absentees, all of it. And,
And notice how they went really heavy right as early voting is starting with the Judge Chutkan story and then the Fulton County judge changing the rules. Yeah. There'll be stories like that probably every day until Election Day.
Really weird. And we know now that much of the country is awake to this. The trick is trying to find judges. As you said, the GOP is having a hard time in a lot of these jurisdictions getting adjudication, getting heard. They're going to say not enough standing. There'll be a thousand reasons that they come up with.
You know, here's what I think the RNC just hasn't figured out, and it's not that they're batting zero on this issue. And I thank you for the call, Ms. Liu. It's not that they're batting zero because Laura Trump does do the media rounds and Michael Whatley does do the media rounds and they do have all these lawsuits. The problem is they don't have the sense of urgency and the bullhorn factor. And that's where they're missing big time. And so that's the sense of urgency bullhorn factor is they need to be out on the steps of the Capitol. They need to be out on the steps of these courtrooms. These courthouses, they need to be making viral videos. They need to be finding ways to get this into the consciousness, not just going through the legal frameworks and doing the normal media rounds. They need to be going on InfoWars. I mean, look at what this Marjorie Taylor Greene story has done today. It's blown up thanks to one interview she does on Alex Jones Show. So they're still kind of not understanding the sense of urgency and bullhorn effect. And at this rate, it's kind of too little too late, maybe. Because we're in the election now. We're in the election now. So it's just wild. We are in the election. All right. Before we sign off, Tammy Baldwin is running for Senate in Wisconsin. She's running a pro-Trump ad because she knows Wisconsin is pro-Trump. Look at this, clip 12.
Tammy Baldwin got President Trump to sign her Made in America bill.
And then she got President Biden to make it permanent.
I'm Tammy Baldwin. I approve this message.
Yeah, because Wisconsin is a Trump state until they steal it. By the way, as we sign off, the Elk Fire in Wyoming, 92,000 acres. Guys, look at this real quick. It's been a crazy fire. It looks like they're finally starting to contain it, and maybe some weather might come in to help that too. So that's a big disaster happening that hasn't get much coverage. All right, have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the election now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.